One ball, two strikes, a pitch hit into left field. That's a base hit. Wilson has it on a hop. They're going to wave home to Luca. Wilson, a great arm and a perfect throw to the plate. He is out. Reggie Wilson guns down Joe DeLuca at the plate, and it'll keep it a 4-1 game. Copeland in at the edge of the grass. Crosby holding the runner Maroney, who takes off line drive. Diving catch by Fabio, and this will be a double play. Cole Fabio laying out in the hole to Rob Arroyo and double off Maroney at first. So Willis stepping in, 2-for-5 with a double yesterday. And he hits the first pitch in the air to left field. That's it pretty well back to the track. And watching it go is the left fielder for Chicago Blazer. That ball is gone. Colin Willis goes the opposite way for a 2-run home run. His 4th of the season, and the Railcats have a 2-0 lead here in the top of the first. And he hits this one high in the air to left center field. Reggie Wilson racing back, leaps and makes the catch and slams into the Creekside landscape sign in left center field. Michael Baca gave it a ride, and all he can do is tip his hat to Reggie Wilson, who just robbed him of extra bases. 3-1. Field is now playing Savage to pull with the hitter's count, and he does pull it. He hits this one well. Deep left field. That ball is gone. Will Savage, his second professional home run, his first since 2016. It clears the wall in left center field, and the Railcats have tied the game at 2. 3-1 to DeJesus. The pitch from Mathis. DeJesus hits it to center field. Barrett going back. He will make the catch. Wilson tags from third, and he will trot home safely. The Railcats win 6-5. A walk-off sack fly from Andy DeJesus. It took 11 innings, but the Cats sweep St. Paul, and Kyle Barrett fires the baseball over the roof in frustration as St. Paul comes into town in first place, riding a winning streak. They will leave town bruised, battered, and swept by the Railcats, and the Cats move into first with the victory as well. 2-2 to Crosby, and he hits this one in the air, shallow right center field. That ball's down. That's a base hit. They will wave home the runner from second. Pause. He'll score without a throw, and there you go. The splits pay off. Alex Crosby serves a soft single in the shallow right center. 2-run score. The Cats up half a dozen, 6-0 here in the fourth. Working from the stretch, comes home, and Willis blasts the first pitch high in the air, deep right field. That ball is way out of here, clearing the bleachers in deep right center. The 7th home run of the season for Colin Willis. First ball hacking, and he unloads a 2-run shot to right center. It's 5-1 Railcats. And the pitch home. Slider hit it well. High and deep to left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam for Randy Santiesteban. It took 8 pitches, but he clears the left field wall with a no-doubt grand slam. And the Railcats cash him in. 5-0 in the top of the 5th on Randy Santiesteban's grand slam. The first 4-run four-bagger by the Railcats this season. 2-on, 2-outs. First pitch from Mortensen to Crosby. Curveball hit on the ground. Past the first baseman, Hayes in the right field. Rounding third and coming home is Randy Santiesteban. And Alex Crosby puts the Cats on the board with an RBI single. Mortensen deals the pitch. Ground ball, base hit right field. Rounding third is Andy Paz, and the ball goes under Curcio's glove. Paz will score. Both runners will move up an extra 90 feet, and the Railcats have tied the game. 2-1 pitch. Willis hits this one in the air to center. Cunningham going back. He has a beat on it. Both runners tagging. Pugh will stay put, but Carey will come down from third and touch the plate. The Railcats have the lead for the first time today. It's 3-2 in the bottom of the 7th inning.